Jazz and Senegal. Not the easiest association to make, yet the West African country has many jazz fans. There's an annual jazz fest in the capital, St. Louis, and that city recently played host to the smaller Dakar Gore Jazz Festival. Here's NPR's Ophébia Quistarkton.
Dakar's Douta Sek Cultural Center comes alive as jazz musicians from Senegal's National Orchestra strike up Il nous faut swinger, love that swing. There's enthusiasm from the audience as Senegalese crooner Adolphe Colly takes to the stage, stopping hearts with his arresting falsetto voice, singing Miles Davis and Dede Bridgewater's All Blues. This is the second edition of the Dakar Gore Jazz Festival. The organizer, Amadou Collignon, says bringing together a mix of musicians from both sides of the Atlantic, Africa and America, has been his dream for decades.
When I was 14, I started listening to Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Kenny Clarke, all those musicians, and I was very into it. And when I went to United States, I just find the people that I knew before I went there.
Nyang moved from Senegal to California in 1974 to study there and says he made friends with many American jazz musicians.
And I keep on meeting people, interesting people in jazz. Nina Simone, Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Ray Barreto, Celia Cruz. So I had a good time.
Nyang remained in touch when he returned home to Dakar, and the seeds of the jazz festival were sown. That perhaps unfamiliar instrument you're listening to is a khalam, a small, five-stringed Senegalese lute. Alioune Ndiaye is plucking and strumming the khalam, jazz style.
Well, you know, jazz came from Senegal and other part of Africa. So Dakar should be the focal place for music, for jazz, for African-American music, all kind of music.
I'm feeling so good. You feel good? Yes? You feel good?
After the Senegalese musicians finish their set, guest performers from the U.S. take to the stage, including singer Wendy Barnes. Her curly, mauve-tinged mane and matching purple gown trimmings are blowing in the wind like her name, Wendy, she jokes. Barnes is based in California and was making her maiden visit to Senegal.
I am in love with you. I'm your sister, and I don't know you, but I know you in my soul. I know you in my soul.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Choreographer and dancer Papa Sangone Vieira got so carried away, he jumped up and danced in front of the stage, and then up on stage, invited by singer Wendy Barnes.
Rhythm of the jazz, for me, it's like the same kind of freedom with the traditional instrument.
Vieira says traditional African drumming and modern American drum beats have much in common.
It depends with the culture for me. From Black American, it's from Africa. That's the same. It's about the evolution, and now they have to come back on the roots. On the roots.
Festival organizer Amadou Collignon says he's planning to do it all again next year and hopes for more sponsorship, better publicity, and bigger audiences at the third edition of the Dakar Gore Jazz Festival.
One, two, one, two, three.
Ophébia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.